Everyone reckons they got asthma, and the idea that you need to drive your kids to school so they won't be run over by the people driving their kids to school. Plainly, it's time for us to let the sweet light of British common sense shine through this mire of nonsense and show us the way. Common sense is not something you learn in university. No, common sense is the preserve of the common man. And this book, well, this talking book, has been written, well, read. Oh, this is confusing. And this book has been written in that spirit. The contents of this book haven't just been thrown together. Oh, no. All you have here in your hands, on your stereo, in your car radio, is the wisdom of ages, handed down through the centuries, amassed from the collective drinking minds of generations of decent, down-to-earth, normal, law-abiding, hard-working, decent, honest, reasonable, sensible, normal, law-abiding, tax-paying-ish, normal, hard-working, honourable, decent, reasonable people, normal British people who don't want to pay their speeding fines. Time was when common sense solutions were all around us.
Mummy, I've been stung by a nettle. Well, son, where there are nettles, a dock leaf is never far away. It's nature's medicine.
Nowadays, that exchange would run as follows. These voices are tricky.
Mummy, I've been stung by a nettle. Well, we'll sue the council for letting nettles grow in the park then.
But what is common sense? It's the sixth sense, of course, the other five being hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting and touching. Hearing your mate